Welcome to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community Radio Show. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of Ellenbecker Investment Group. EIG is committed to bringing awareness to organizations in our community. This show highlights local and surrounding area nonprofits to help listeners learn how they can have an impact in our community and is for educational purposes only. We believe that helping the community is always positive and recognize the importance of providing a voice. Every organization highlighted is a qualified 501c3. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellenbecker Investment Group employees and leaders. Please enjoy today's show.
Welcome. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we highlight people and organizations who are doing great things and making a big impact in our community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations at Ellenbecker Investment Group. One of our core values at EIG is education, and we define that as guiding others with knowledge and education so they can feel confident in making informed decisions. We carry that philosophy through our financial planning process as well as our radio shows. Another core value we have is philanthropy, which we define as making our community a better place by promoting the welfare of others without expecting anything in return and giving in a variety of ways, including time, talent, and resources. At the intersection of these two core values is where this radio show lies. We want to give our nonprofits a platform, an opportunity, to share information about their organization, their mission, their vision, their purpose, so that our listeners can be inspired to make an impact themselves in some way. And we hope that you will be informed and inspired and impacted by the work that many nonprofits are doing in our community. So let's get started. Our topic of conversation today impacts about 314 million people worldwide and as many as 200,000 people in Wisconsin. By the year 2030, the number of Americans affected is expected to double. The people that we're talking about today are those that are blind or visually impaired by age-related vision loss. The real challenge is that only 3% of these individuals who could benefit from vision rehabilitation services and learn how to adapt to their vision loss will actually receive services. Our guests here today are working to change that by creating awareness of the services and hope that's available for people facing vision loss at any age. My first guest today is Jackie Borchert, CEO of Vision Forward, whose mission is to empower, educate, and enhance the lives of people impacted by vision loss. So welcome to the show today, Jackie.
Thank you so much. And thank you to EIG for this wonderful opportunity today to be able to share information about our organization and a mission that I'm incredibly passionate about.
Well, thank you for being here. Let's start out by you telling us a little bit about yourself, your role, your history with the organization, and why your role is so important to you.
So I joined Vision Forward in 2013. And the path that led me to Vision Forward actually started with my own personal journey with visual impairment. At the age of 19, I was diagnosed with a condition called Stargardt disease, which is a genetic condition that affects central vision. So when I started to have a little difficulty at my home, even being able to read some of the dials on the stove, I was asked to go in and see my optometrist, and eventually that led to a referral to a local ophthalmologist. And at that point, a diagnosis at that time that was pretty devastating, to be in my late teens, really yeah. just starting my life, mm-hmm. and to find out that I had a condition that really kind of changed my plans, was something that was really difficult to navigate. I think one of the most challenging pieces, though, is that when I was delivered the news of my diagnosis, it was not paired with a discussion around services or support or hope that was available to me. Okay. Basically just being told that there were no medical treatments to address the disease. So as a result of that, I continued along in my career, and in about 2010 or so, I started to experience some additional challenges with my vision because it's a progressive condition, and was struggling a little bit more at work, being able to read handwritten notes, being able to recognize people's faces. And so I went ahead then and finally pursued a referral to Vision Forward. And that visit was life-changing for me. As a result, I was able to get some of the help that I needed in order to be successful in my work, and ultimately was then very excited when a position opened up at Vision Forward that matched my skill set and interests. During the course of the next 10 years at the agency, I was given many opportunities and continued to grow, and ultimately was promoted into the CEO role about 2 years ago. And okay. It's been incredibly fulfilling to be able to take a mission that means so much to me personally and to be able to turn that around and affect the lives of other people in our community.
I imagine. I mean, you were the recipient of their services. You know how great they are, and now you can go out and make an impact yourself. Well, I stated your mission already, to empower, educate, and enhance the lives of people impacted by vision loss. Share with us briefly how you do that.
So we are the only organization in the state of Wisconsin that provides a full continuum of services. So starting with babies whose parents might be given the news that their child is going to have a lifelong visual impairment, where our team can go into the home and help to give them suggestions around adaptations they can make, ways that can support their child's development, to our early childhood program that helps kids to get ready to make a successful transition into school, to our youth programming, which gets youth out into the community and building friendships and relationships and practicing the skills that they've learned, to the services we provide for adults to help them to be able to maintain their job or retrain to find a new job or to enter the workforce for the first time, to our seniors, where we focus on safety, independence, and quality of life so that their golden years continue to be fulfilling for them.
So you're offering these services to kids all the way up through seniors.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Well, what do you think it is that makes Vision Forward so unique as far as how you do your work?
I think it comes down to, first and foremost, the quality of our staff. We have experts who are trained to meet the unique needs of each individual at each step along their stage of living with visual impairment, whether it be teachers of the visually impaired who are special educators with extensive training in working with children to be able to build skills that will have a lifelong impact, to assistive technology specialists who know the latest and greatest of all the gadgets that can be useful, to an optometrist who specializes in working with individuals with low vision to help them to maximize the remaining vision that they have. This entire multidisciplinary team is essential to providing the services. And I think what also sets this group apart is the way in which we address each person with where they're at in their own personal journey of living with vision loss and help them to create a customized plan and goals based upon what's most important to them and what's going to make the biggest impact in terms of the quality of their life.
That's so important. That's wonderful that you do that instead of just say, these are services, have at it, right? You're walking alongside them on their journey. Well, speaking of making an impact in the work they do, Vision Forward uses and teaches others about assistive technology that allows people with vision loss to break through barriers so they can access information and see in new ways. So stay tuned and you'll learn more about this after our commercial break. We'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I'm talking with Jackie Borchert, CEO of Vision Forward. You know, you all are doing some great things that are really making a difference for your clients as well as for others, but there are still some barriers. Can you describe what your constituents experience and what Vision Forward is doing to help?
I think probably the greatest challenge, and you referenced this a little bit earlier, around the fact that there are many more people who could benefit from our services than who actually get connected. We are incredibly dedicated to increasing awareness in our community about the programs and services that we have available. So opportunities like this are wonderful. Also, we have invested in a full-time staff member who works to do outreach into the community, connecting with senior living facilities, going to health fairs, making connections with other organizations who are serving similar populations to ensure that we can increase the awareness so that people don't have to struggle and suffer without knowing the wonderful services that we can provide. The other piece is a challenge is that there is a stigma associated with visual impairment. People may not be willing to, and I personally have had this where I have not wanted to disclose my visual impairment, thinking how other people may perceive me. I think sometimes our organization is also seen as an organization that just serves people who are blind. Mm-hmm. But actually, the vast majority of our clients have low vision, like myself, where they still have some usable vision. And so I think sometimes there's a little disconnect between who people think, you know, our population is that we serve. A major challenge that many of our adults face is a high unemployment rate for people with disabilities, and visual impairments in particular. It's estimated that the rate is as high as 70%, mm-hmm. which means that that's a tremendous barrier for the individuals we serve in terms of having gainful employment that can support themselves and their family. And finally, an additional challenge is transportation. Most of the individuals we serve do not have enough usable vision to be able to drive. And so that can result in isolation, that can result in barriers to accessing not only our services, but other services. So as a result, we have invested in actually having two drivers and dedicated vehicles to help to ensure that people can get to our organization to receive the services they need. Mm. And ultimately, through the course of receiving our services, we help to train people to use public transportation and other options so that they can really stay connected in their community.
Well, I mean, it goes without saying, if people can't get to you, they obviously can't utilize your services. And so that's great that you offer transportation as an assist there. And you probably can't do all the things you do without collaborating with others in the community. You want to share with us who some of your key partners are?
Collaboration is one of our organizational values. Most of our referrals come from local optometrists and ophthalmologists or eye care professionals who recognize the value of our services and refer their patients to us. For the services for our babies and toddlers, we work with birth to three agencies across the state who have specialized services to help young children get a great start in life, and our team can collaborate with their team to help to provide that vision expertise. There is a program called the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation that specifically works to help to provide funding and support to individuals with disabilities within the workforce. And Vision Forward works closely with many of their clients who have visual impairments to help to address the job skills that are necessary and to connect people with the appropriate technology that they need within the workforce. And then we are always motivated to connect with other agencies who have similar missions. So whether it be audio and braille literacy enhancement that helps to create audio and print braille materials for people with visual impairments, to other organizations like Beyond Vision and IBVI that provide employment opportunities, and to the public schools and other community spaces that are dedicated to providing accessible options for people with visual impairments. We're always looking for opportunities to collaborate to help to make 1 + 1 = 3.
Well, and you have this awesome assist technology, right? And so there are so many of these key partners that you can be working with, and why not? I mean, you have a great thing to offer over and above all the other wonderful things that you're doing. And you're doing so much. You know, are there more things that you want to do in the short term or the long term?
We are always looking to innovate and to stay at the cutting edge of ensuring that we're providing the highest quality services and truly meeting the needs of our community. So we are looking to evolve our programming to help to make our services more accessible, to help to make that bigger impact. So whether it means accessing telehealth so that people who live in other areas of the state can get access to our services, to looking to opportunities to take more of our services into the community, those are ways that we're continuing to evolve and make changes. we are also really motivated to extend our reach beyond just southeastern Wisconsin. Most of our current clientele is from the southeastern area of the state. However, we know people all across the state, up to Ashland and over to Eau Claire, need the type of services that we can provide. So looking at creative ways that we can help to ensure that there's access to services across the entire state of Wisconsin. And as you mentioned before, the use of technology is critical in this. We're really excited that we have a YouTube channel that actually has an international reach that highlights different types of assistive technology, both for individuals with vision loss and their families, but for professionals around the country as well, who can stay up to date on the latest that's happening. Really exciting things like incorporating AI to be able to make text-to-speech more accessible for people who may not have enough vision to read print, to special types of wearable devices that allow people to have hands-free magnification to be able to see both things in the near and the distance without having to hold on to a device.
Again, I think that's so, it's so key to get the word out about these things that you're doing, because there might be somebody out there that doesn't even know you exist, perhaps, or doesn't know the extent, the breadth, the depth of the services that you offer. So, gosh, you guys do a lot of things, again, working with infants all the way up to seniors. What is one thing that you'd like, and again, I'm sure we can't get to every single thing that you want to talk about, but what is one thing that you'd like the general public to take away from this interview today?
So I think first and foremost, an understanding that an individual living with vision loss, whether it be a little girl like Layla, who was connected to us when she was just a couple months old, to a senior like Audrey, who had worked her entire life as a nurse and then developed macular degeneration later in her life, a recognition that you are not alone. Vision Forward creates an entire community for individuals living with vision loss and helps people to build a true network of support. And I think most importantly, hope for the future, a recognition that vision loss is not something that anyone would choose to have, but an understanding that there are ways to be able to adapt. There are ways to be able to find new and different ways of doing things that can help people to really achieve what they hope for themselves and or for a family member who might be visually impaired. And I think that message is critically important, as we know the numbers of people with visual impairment is growing. And so how do we continue to help to connect people with others so that this journey isn't something they have to face on their own?
So important. Now, let's say somebody's listening and they themselves have some kind of visual impairment, or have a friend or family member, or just simply love what you're doing and want to support you. How can people support your cause?
So I think you mentioned one of the most important things, helping to create awareness. We ask our staff, we ask our board, we ask donors, we ask our clients to all become ambassadors for us to help to create awareness. So anyone who might benefit from our services or who knows of someone who may, please connect them with our organization. Because the work we do, we provide regardless of an individual's ability to pay for services. We always have a funding gap. And so every year we're looking at about $2 million that we have to raise in order to carry out the vital life-changing services that we can offer. And as I mentioned before, partners are critically important to the success of our work. So we are always looking for other organizations, businesses in the community who think there's a way we could work together in order to help to achieve the goals that we set out for individuals with vision loss.
And do you guys utilize volunteers in any capacity?
We do. Yes, volunteers are an important part, whether they're spending time in our early childhood classroom and helping to support children as they get ready for that successful transition to school, to assisting with our fundraising events, to providing some administrative support. It runs the entire gamut. So we welcome individual and corporate volunteers to be part of our work as well.
Okay. Time, talents, treasures, as we say, right? Well, how do people get connected to you and your mission at Vision Forward?
So our website has a wealth of information, and that can be found at vision-forward.org. We always love to give tours because I can only speak so much about what we do. The real experience is walking in our doors and seeing our mission in action. People can call at 414-615-0100 or follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And truly, the simplest way to find us is to simply Google Vision Forward.
Okay. Wow. Well, thank you, Jackie Borchert, CEO of Vision Forward. Thank you for being here today and sharing your personal story as well as all the great work that you guys are doing at Vision Forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, Jackie talked about the importance of their partnerships with other organizations in the community that support the success of people living with vision loss. One measure of success for people is through employment. But again, as Jackie told us, the unemployment rate for adults with vision loss is an alarming 70%. In our next segment, we're going to learn more about ways people with vision loss are getting back to work and building successful careers. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
You're listening to EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations. The two nonprofits that are featured on an MPC show complement each other in some way. They may have certain things in common or support a similar mission. Well, our next nonprofit not only complements Vision Forward in mission to serve the visually impaired, but both leaders are themselves visually impaired. Both organizations are also centennials. They're both celebrating 100 years or more in business, so congratulations on that. Welcome to the show today, Rob Bittner, President and CEO of Beyond Vision, whose mission is to enrich the lives of those who are blind and visually impaired through the dignity of work. Welcome, Rob.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So, similar to the mission of Vision Forward, you serve people who are visually impaired or blind, but you focus in the area of employment. Mm-hmm. I mentioned earlier that you have been around for over 100 years. You want to give us some history and tell us more about what you do in particular?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we were actually founded in 1903, the same year as another famous Milwaukee organization, Harley-Davidson.
Uh-huh.
So we celebrated over 120 years just recently. And actually, we are a little bit unique from a nonprofit perspective. We actually started out as a state agency. We were the state workshop for the blind. And we maintained that identity all the way through 1985, where at the time, the governor and the legislation spun us off into a private nonprofit. So we actually have been around for over 120 years, but our 501c3 status has only been in the last 40 years.
Okay. But nonetheless, doing great work for over 100 years.
Yeah, and the expectations of individuals who are blind or visually impaired, especially when it comes to employment, has really evolved. Back in 1903, it was pretty limited what the expectations were. But in today's day and age, you know, we have a legally blind president and CEO. We have people working throughout the organization who are blind or visually impaired at all levels. And we're really proud of how we've evolved and how we have grown as an organization.
Well, and like I said, there's over 200,000 people in Wisconsin that are affected by vision loss in some capacity. So I don't know how many of those are challenged with employment, but I'm certain we'll find that out, right?
Yeah.
What would you say makes you unique as an organization?
Yeah, we're unique from other nonprofits in that we really are more of a social enterprise. We operate like any other for-profit business, with the exception that we don't have an owner, we don't have shareholders. Our whole focus really is the mission to create employment and upward mobility for individuals who are blind or visually impaired. So one of the things that I think it's really important for me to point out is that we don't have clients, we don't have patients, we don't have participants, we have employees.
Okay.
And again, we create a tremendously inclusive and accessible work environment for individuals who are blind or visually impaired to not have to worry about their disability, to actually have a culture and organization that supports that and understands the disability and will do the things that are necessary in order for them to be successful at their jobs and grow from there.
Well, as a social enterprise, then, what types of businesses does Beyond Vision operate?
Yeah, we operate four primary business areas. We do have an assembly and packaging area where we do light manufacturing and assembly and kitting. We do a lot of work for the federal government, primarily to the Department of Defense. We do work for Harley-Davidson, for Briggs & Stratton. We actually just started a program for the new customer, Third Space Brewing, where we're doing some packaging of specialty seasonal kit, four packs for the brewery. So our clientele is really diverse. We actually operate a machine shop where we do CNC machining. We do work for Caterpillar, Komatsu, Oshkosh Defense, really large companies that expect high quality and high performance. We have, and that's an area that we hope to expand. We have a contact center that was established about 12 years ago, where we have done work for the state of Wisconsin. We also we're really proud of our relationship with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. We are the premier tier one call center during elections. During we get phone calls during elections.
I bet you were busy.
We were busy. Recently. Yeah, yeah. And also too, a new partnership that we're really proud of is with the Milwaukee Bucks. We handle all the customer service calls for events at the Fiserv Forum, including Bucks games. So if you have a question about what's available to eat at the forum, bag policies and so forth, if you call in, you'll be talking to one of our agents. In addition to those three units, we also operate seven, they're called base supply centers. They're small retail distribution centers located on federal installations throughout the country. And the closest locations we have, one of them is in Fort McCoy, which is in central Wisconsin. And the another one that people might be familiar with is down at Great Lakes Naval Training Center, where we help support the individuals that work on those bases by selling products that not only we make, but our partners and commercial products as well.
Well, it sounds like you guys are doing all different types of jobs, your employees. How would you characterize your workforce?
Yeah, it's funny. I do on a weekly basis, I do culture roundtables. And I had a roundtable today, and one of our employees said, "You make sure that they understand that we're real workers and we do real jobs." I said, "Absolutely." So it's really cool. People will describe our workforce as they have grit. Talk a little bit about a study that we were involved with Vision Forward and other partners called the Big Data Project, where we actually did a deep analysis, we didn't, but our researchers did, on blindness statistics within the state of Wisconsin. Really, it's the most comprehensive study that's ever been done on blindness and vision impairment within the state. And the researcher, when he was going through the data, said, "You know what? Your employees have a tremendous amount of grit." Because in addition to the blindness, a lot of working age people who are blind or visually impaired are also dealing with other chronic conditions, diabetes. One of the things that was very surprising at that study was the high level of depression and mental health issues, over 50% among working age people who are blind or visually impaired in the state of Wisconsin. So not only are we dealing with the blindness and adaptation and accessibility with that, we also have to keep into consideration some of these other chronic diseases and disabilities.
So again, you have all types of other organizations that you're working with, some big names, which is great. You do all different types of jobs. Is there ever a safety concern in the work environment at Beyond Vision?
Yeah, we give a lot of tours. We probably give 3 to 5 tours a week, primarily potential customers. And that question comes up a lot. They ask, "Well, do you have a higher workers' comp rate because you employ people that are blind?" And of course, it's illegal to discriminate based upon disability. But one of the statistics I love to share is that we have a very low MOD rate in terms of how the state measures workers' compensation incidents. We've gone 13 months without a reportable incident. And that's because we've created a culture of safety. We have a safety team. We engage our employees in getting their recommendations. We train well. We have good procedures. And we really are proud that we defy one of the major barriers or stereotypes to someone who's blind or visually impaired getting a job is the belief that they're not safe.
Well, gosh, there's I hope everybody listening is just inspired by all this information that's being shared today, because I was not aware of all the great things that you're doing and the difference that you're making in the community. That's really great. And I understand that you have an incredible new facility. So if you stay tuned, you'll be able to hear all about that after our short commercial break. We'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Julie Conimo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's philanthropic community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations, and I'm talking in our last segment today with Rob Bittner, President and CEO of Beyond Vision. So, Rob, I understand you moved into an incredible new facility a couple of years ago. Tell us about your Visibility Center.
Yeah, I'm excited to. Yeah, we moved into the Visibility Center in 2022, but the search for that property began 8 years previous. Our president and CEO at the time indicated that we were going to outgrow our existing facilities at the time on the west side of Milwaukee, and we needed to look for a new facility that could not only help with our growth, but also was centrally located and would be ideal for a location within the community. And we took us a long time, but we found the ideal property. It was the old Sam's Club on 108th and Greenfield in West Allis.
Okay. Wow, that's a big facility.
It is, 130,000 square feet.
Wow.
So, and boy, the story of the Visibility Center could be an entire show in itself and all the twists and turns in that. But how it turned out is that it's a great example of private and public partnership in order to fund it. Not only our donors, but we also were fortunate to get a grant through the state of Wisconsin's capital budget a couple biennium budgets ago. We utilized new market tax credits, and we've created this incredible 130,000 square foot facility that we think is the premier facility in terms of universal design and keeping in mind the needs of people who are blind or visually impaired. Our partners at Vision Forward were very helpful at the beginning. We were doing the design. We talked to our employees. We talked to other organizations throughout the country that went through remodel. We actually talked to an architect out of San Francisco who was blind himself that helped consult on the project. And we think we came up with just wonderful space that will not only help with our growth, but we also hope will be utilized by the community. We have a tremendous multi-purpose center that can house up to 300 people for events, and events are starting to get scheduled in them right now. We also have the opportunity for other nonprofits that are looking for a spot to co-locate to potentially lease space from us as well. It's an incredible facility, awesome green space, right near a Starbucks.
Hey, all right.
great bus access. It drops off right in front of our building. And we've just been very proud of it, and our employees have just thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, I like the focus on ability. It's visibility. You know, you're focusing on the ability of your employees, not the disability, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of times, and Jackie talked about this, when somebody's first diagnosed, and I know when I was first diagnosed as well, you tend to focus on the things that you can't do. And really, I think, services that you get at Vision Forward, working with other people who are blind or visually impaired, you start to soon start to learn that you really can do a lot of the things that you did before the vision loss. You just need to learn how to do them differently. And that's really what we want to showcase, people's abilities. Someone who's blind cannot be a call center agent for the Bucks, or someone who is blind cannot be your IT network administrator, or run a CNC machine safely and have all their fingers. Well, we defy that. We love giving tours and showing how we do it. It's pretty inspiring.
Well, that's wonderful. And you got a lot of space that you can take people through to mm-hmm. see. That's great. So how do potential employees then find Beyond Vision and possible employment opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, we get a lot of referrals from partners, which we appreciate. But one of the things that's really interesting is that there is a blindness community, not only within Milwaukee, but within Wisconsin, but also nationally. So we have different tactics and strategies that we utilize to tap into those networks. We get a lot of word of mouth. A lot of employees will refer friends, people that they meet to us. And unfortunately, we have a waiting list of potential employees. We just need to get the business to a certain point where we can hire more people. That's what makes us unique as a nonprofit in that, you know, we want more business because the business drives the mission and drives the job growth and the upward mobility.
And so social media is a big thing for you.
Yeah.
You have virtual career fairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we utilize all those things. Especially, it's amazing how many people will be willing to relocate to Milwaukee for a job. Also, too, our call center does have the ability to work with remote agents. As we talked about earlier, transportation is a huge barrier to employment. Someone can, you know, just work out of their home in a professional, secure IT environment. And about half of our call center agents now work from home, from Janesville, Wisconsin, to Phoenix, Arizona, to Gurnee, Illinois. So we're able to eliminate one of those barriers through the call center and through those jobs.
Well, and I think you talked about it too, and that's a strong network. You know, you're collaborating and partnering and just, you know, doing things like the radio show to get the word out about the great work that you do. And so if there are people out there that are in need of a job or know of somebody who is, you want to be sure to check out Beyond Vision. What about challenges along the way, Rob? Yeah, I'm going to guess you've had them.
Yeah.
I think everyone does to some extent or another. And I think it's really important to talk about them and share because it's a very real thing that most people and organizations deal with, nonprofit or for-profit. So what would you say is the biggest challenge that you face on a day-to-day basis?
I think with most businesses, we're not any different, is just business development, getting to a sustainable pipeline of work in all of our business units and keeping the business growing. All businesses have that challenge, whether it be Beyond Vision or EIG or Harley-Davidson and so forth. So the way the community can really help us with that is that we are developing, we call it an ambassador network, where it's a way that friends of the organization, the friends of Beyond Vision, who are in the business community, who work with us, who become big fans of us, to give us referrals to other companies, we're really trying to formalize this network and create an opportunity for them to engage with us as a nonprofit. We don't have very interesting volunteer opportunities, not like Vision Forward, which offers some great volunteer opportunities. But this is an easy way and a low-risk volunteer opportunity for people within the business community to get to know us and make referrals to our business development people and hopefully, you know, add work and add business to our pipeline, and that way we can hire more people.
And then you have something called Shot in the Dark?
We do. We do an event every fall. It's called Shot in the Dark. It's a little bit of a playoff of Vision Forward's awesome event, Dining in the Dark. But we do it in the fall, and it's on a golf course, 9 holes. We've been holding it at Oakwood Golf Course. And it starts out at dusk, and slowly it starts to get dark. And yeah, and then we end up in the dark with glow-in-the-dark golf balls. Yeah, and again, it's really fun because, again, the course is lit up with different types of light strings and flashlights and glow balls, and people have a really great time. And by no means does it simulate blindness or vision impairment, but it does help create awareness, allows us to bring our partners together and have a good time. So,
well, advocacy is so important. You know, how can you get the word out? You know, again, you guys are doing social media. You have a strong network. Doing things, like I said, this radio show, and just making sure people are aware that you're there and of all the great resources that you have to share. It's important to get the message out there. So how then can people get a hold of you? What's the best contact information?
Yeah, the best way to get a hold of us is by, you know, following us on social media, Facebook, X, Instagram, LinkedIn, but also our website, beyondvision.com.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rob, for sharing your personal story like Jackie did and just sharing all the great things that Beyond Vision is doing. Thank you for being here and also to Jackie Borchard from Vision Forward. Appreciate you joining us today and sharing the many ways that you both make such a difference in our community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If you'd like further information about what we talked about today, you can reach out to Vision Forward or Beyond Vision directly. And if you know of a great organization doing great work in our community that you think would be a great guest on our show, you can email me at jill@ellenbecker.com, or you can call our office at 262-691-3200. Tune in next Sunday morning at 10 to Milwaukee's philanthropic community to learn more about the ways people and organizations are making our community a great place. You can tune in to News Talk 1130 on your radio, your computer, or your cell phone. And I encourage you to visit our website at ellenbecker.com to listen to previously aired shows, or you can now listen on demand at Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, or Apple Podcast. My call to action, as it often is to give some thought to how you can make a difference in some way for others in our community. Our nonprofit guests share some ways that you, our listening audience, can do that and have a significant impact, whether that's by donating, volunteering, or advocating, to name a few. Time, talents, and treasures are valuable resources that can be used for the good of others and for eternity. What are you going to do with your time, your talents, your treasures? Whatever it is you do has the potential to impact many people. You just need to start, and you can be part of a ripple effect that reaches out to many people. You can make a difference. In the words of Theodore Roosevelt, believe you can, and you're halfway there. So believe that you can make a difference. And as a result, you'll be a blessing, and you'll give a blessing to so many people. Thank you for listening today, and have a great day.